This season of Max Tax Advantage with Nissa Love is sponsored by Webb's Tax Prep. Great news! Your business is growing, but this also means more expenses and more for you to keep track of. You know there's money coming in, money going out, but you're not exactly sure how much or where it is being spent. You know you need to be doing a better job of tracking it, but just don't have time. If you're nodding your head right now and thinking, yes, that's exactly how I feel, then you're ready to take the next step. It's time to hire a bookkeeping service. At Webb's Tax Prep, they specialize in helping small business break through the plateau they often hit when they need to start outsourcing their bookkeeping needs. Webb's Tax Prep has pro advisors and certified bookkeepers on staff to provide service that includes bank recognition, account payable, accounts receivable, reporting, monthly and or quarterly bookkeeping duties. And there has never been a better time to sign up with Webb's Tax Prep bookkeeping service because they are offering a free 15-minute consultation. If you're interested in getting your small business financial house in order, sign up now at webstaxprep.com. That's webstaxprep.com. And make sure you tell them that Nissa sent you. Webb's Tax Prep, your profitability advisors.
Universe Media Network, Network, Network.
Hi, you guys. This is Nissa Love at Max Tax Advantage. I want to say thank you for tuning in. I want to make sure that you are aware of all the tax advantages that are out there where it can help your business thrive and help you continue to create wealth and leave a financial legacy, because that's what we're all about here, is to ensure that you are empowered and know the things that can equip you to be a better business owner and to be a better steward when it comes to your finance and doing taxes. Now, today we're going to talk about something that's dear in my heart. I know I always say it, but it is dear to my heart. Having a good team on your side. It is so detrimental to have a good team on your side, especially when you're taxes are coming. This is like taxes is inevitable. We all got to pay taxes. But the key is how much taxes you pay and where the taxes come from legally. So that is the key thing. Having a good team on your side can determine if you're paying thousands, millions, or less. So I talk about having a good team on your side. When it comes to tax, you want to have a good relationship when it comes to your financial team. The first important person that you should have on your team is a bookkeeper or an accountant. The bookkeeper is going to help manage your funds for you, help you determine what's coming in, what's coming out by reconciling your account for you. This is something that is very vital, especially as you grow, because you don't want to be too much in the business, because you want to be able to do things and grow your business. Now, if you're so concerned about doing the numbers and you're a number person, and God bless you, great. So this is just a tip for you to do to help expand when it's ready to do it. So having a good team on your side is very detrimental when it comes to finance, because it allows you to see how your business is growing and you have key players inside your business. A bookkeeper is going to help you manage your income and your revenue and your expenses. They're going to help you reconcile your accounts. They're going to make sure you categorize your expenses properly and that you're able to differentiate from what's coming in and what's coming out. And then as you grow, you'll get an accountant, and the accountant will also help you project your fund, do forecasts, help you with your cash management. These are great tools and necessary tools to help you thrive in your business. Now, you're probably saying, I got this, Nisla. You know, I've been doing this for years. I'm my own accountant. My hats are off to you. But you're going to reach a point in your business where you're going to have to pass the baton to someone who could do this for you, because you have other important things in your business to do. Now, I'm not saying pass it and don't be aware. No, I'm saying just pass it, still delegate, still oversee it, because you want to know what's going inside your business. It is so important to know where your money is coming in, where it's coming out, so the way you can make very sound decisions on how to manage your income. Now, you might be having a big transaction where you needed to make an investment, and you need to know that, hey, this $10,000 that I'm going to invest is going to be covered. And it will determine if you get a grant, another investment, or a loan, or just knowing that, hey, we got a profit this quarter. These are the things that we need to continue to do. Maybe the next quarter, you might hit into a time where properties are doing a turnover. A lot of people are rotating, they're leaving, and a lot of people are not renting. Or there's a case where, the market is going down. And so you have to be aware of these trends that's happening now, because it does affect your bottom line, your cash. The bottom line, we're in business to make money, right? So at the end of the day, you need to have a good team on your side. So that's what the bookkeeping and then accounting would help you establish your forecast. Again, help you determine the in and out when it comes to financial, making sound decisions also for you. And then you have your tax and your financial advisor. Hand in hand, they work together. As a tax advisor, they are going to help you have a good tax plan in place. And this is so vital. And I see this plenty of times when I have clients come to me where they do the return and they want you to do magic on this return. They want you to lower my tax liability. But in order to do that, the opportunity had to been, how are we going to prevent from at this moment doing your taxes? So tax planning plans through the year. We don't want a 1-year event, because as business owners, you are continually evolving and doing things in your business. You may make a big transaction. You may buy a property. And within that property, there might be some tax implications there. Now, having a good tax plan in place, or just having a tax planner on your side, what can determine, okay, do I need to make this transaction? If I do this transaction, how much is my tax liability going to be? Maybe I can alleviate some of the taxes by doing another thing over here. So, everybody knows about the 1031 exchange in reference to that. It delays your tax. It doesn't not. A lot of misconstrued people think like, okay, if I do a 1030, and I know I'm off telling you, but this is just a little nugget here I want to share with you. So a lot of people would say, okay, if I do a 1031 exchange where I buy one property for another property and I exchange it, I don't have to pay taxes. It just delays the taxes. You still got to pay taxes. It's just a delay. So that's another topic that we could discuss another time, but it's so vital that you have now, and I can't even stress, a bookkeeper and accountant, it could be the same. Your accountant could be the bookkeeper, because that bookkeeper does something different, totally different from the accountant. It could be one person. And then you have your tax planner, where they're going to help and guide you with different strategy that is catered to you, because each plan is not the same. I give an example. You may, as an investor, you may want to just invest in commercial property. Now, there's some tax strategies where that will come into play when it help you to alleviate any, tax liabilities, lower the cost there. and where versus where you might be into residential properties and where that might not have as much tax, a high tax liability there. But there's different strategies in place because, you know, we're different people. We have different views. We have different situations. You might have a big family, no family. You might be, you know, there's other assets that you may have that might impact your investment, your real estate investment. So there's such a world of opportunities out there when it comes to tax planning. Too many people will think the tax planning is for the rich. I'm here to tell you, it is not only for the rich. When you think of a tax plan, you're like, okay, I'm strategizing to eliminate as much taxes legally so that way it could benefit me so I could have more money in my pocket that I could continue to build wealth and create a legacy, a financial legacy. So now when you have those in place, so you have the tax plan, and then you have your financial advisor who is talking back and forth and communicating with each other. Because if you make an investment, it is going to impact your tax liability. It goes hand in hand. So it is so vital to have a team on your side, a bookkeeper, accountant, and a tax planner and a financial advisor. Now, there's other things in place too. You have your lawyers, you have your insurance agent. The key is as you grow and become more successful, your team is growing because each member of your team has a different perspective on how to help your business grow. Now, you're probably saying, okay, I'm just starting out. What is the one thing that I need right now? I would tell you, have that bookkeeper or accountant. It is so vital to have that individual on your team. They're going to help you manage your finances. They're going to allow you to see in black and white what's going on with your finances. You know, plenty of times I come in contact with people who say, well, I think my revenue is this. I think I'm bringing in this. No, we need to know what you're bringing in. We need to know the details. We need to know the numbers because it's going to help you see it plain. So you see it plain, and then that way you have your vision will be manifested. So I just encourage you to have a good team on your side. It is not for only the rich to have a bookkeeper, accounting, a tax planner, a financial advisor. There, I would caution you, if you want to grow and you want to continue to grow in your business, it is so vital to have a team surrounding you, encouraging you and pushing you up and directing you where you need to be. Again, a team is vital. Reach out to me. I would love to hear your ideas on what you're doing, who's on your team. Hopefully, you know, if you don't have somebody on your team, I could be on your team. The key thing is your business thrive, laying that foundation for your success so you can do the things that you want and you continue to grow, build your wealth, create a financial legacy, and one day at a time, you would do the things that your heart desires. Again, have a good team on your heart, a good team on your side. We were not created to be on our own. No island. We all need each other. And I need you to continue to thrive because I'm rooting for you. And next time, again, thank you for being with Max Tax Advantage with Nisla Love. And I will see you soon.
Universe Media Mastering. Your audio more listenable.